The angry waters of the Oman Gulf were a prelude to the storm racing down through the Strait of Hormuz into the Arabian Sea. It was sundown, marked by the strident prayers nasally intoned by bearded muezzins in the minarets of the port city's mosques. The sky was darkening under the black thunderheads that swirled ominously across the lesser darkness of evening like roving behemoths. Blankets of heat lightning sporadically fired the eastern horizon over the Makran Mountains of Turbat, 200 miles across the sea in Pakistan. To the north, beyond the borders of Afghanistan, a senseless, brutal war continued. To the west, an even more senseless war raged, fought by children, led to their deaths by the diseased madman in Iran, intent on spreading his malignancy. And to the south, there was Lebanon, where men killed without compunction, each faction with religious fervor calling the others terrorists, when all, without exception, indulged in barbaric terrorism. The Middle East, especially Southwest Asia, was on fire, and where the fires had previously been repelled, it was no longer. As the waters of the Gulf of Oman furiously churned this early evening and the skies promised a sweep of ravage, the streets of Muscat, the capital of the Sultanate of Oman, matched the approaching storm. The prayers over, the crowds again converged with flaming torches, streaming out of side streets and alleyways, a column of hysterical protest, the target, the flood-lit iron gates of the American Embassy. The facade of pink stucco beyond was patrolled by scruffy, long-haired children awkwardly gripping automatic weapons. The trigger meant death, but in their wild-eyed zealotry, they could not make the connection with that finality, for they were told there was no such thing as death, no matter what their eyes might tell them. The rewards of martyrdom were everything. The more painful the sacrifice, the more glorious the martyr. The pain of their enemies meant nothing. Blindness. Madness. It was the 22nd day of this insanity, 21 days since the civilized world had been forced once again to accept the dreary fact of incoherent fury. Muscat's fanatical groundswell had burst from nowhere and now was suddenly everywhere, and no one knew why. No one, except the analysts of the darker arts of brushfire insurrections, those men and women who spent their days and nights probing, dissecting, finally perceiving the roots of orchestrated revolt. For the key was orchestrated. Who? Why? What do they really want, and how do we stop them? Facts. 247 Americans had been rounded up under guns and taken hostage. 11 had been killed, their corpses thrown out of the embassy windows, each body accompanied by shattering glass, each death via a different window. Someone had told these children how to emphasize each execution with a jolting surprise. Wagers were excitedly made beyond the iron gates by shrieking maniacal bettors mesmerized by blood. Which window was next? Would the corpse be a man or a woman? How much is your judgment worth? How much? Bet! Above on the open roof was the luxurious embassy pool behind an Arabic latticework not meant for protection against bullets. It was around that pool that the hostages knelt in rows as wandering groups of killers aimed machine pistols at their heads. 236 frightened, exhausted Americans awaiting execution. Madness. Decisions? Despite well-intentioned Israeli offers, keep them out. This was not Entebbe, and all their expertise notwithstanding, the blood Israel had shed in Lebanon would, in Arab eyes, label any attempt an abomination. The United States had financed terrorists to fight terrorists. Unacceptable. A rapid deployment strike force? Who could scale four stories or drop down from helicopters to the roof and stop the executions when the executioners were only too willing to die as martyrs? A naval blockade with a battalion of Marines prepared for an invasion of Oman? Beyond a show of overpowering might, to what purpose? The Sultan and his ruling ministers were the last people on earth who wanted this violence at the embassy. The peacefully oriented royal police tried to contain the hysteria, but they were no match for the roving wild bands of agitators. Years of quiescence in the city had not prepared them for such chaos, and to recall the royal military from the Yemenite borders could lead to unthinkable problems. The armed forces patrolling that festering sanctuary for international killers were as savage as their enemies. Beyond the inevitable fact that with their return to the capital, the borders would collapse in carnage, blood would surely flow through the streets of Muscat, and the gutters choke with the innocent and the guilty. Checkmate.